Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and I give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to Veterans in Cannabis podcast with Scott R. Tucker. And their description, according to our friends at Anchor.fm, because this is a brand new podcast, and he said, it's a friend of mine. He said, hey, can you give me some help with this? So here's their description. And of course, my first bit of advice would be get the hell off Anchor. But anyway, the cannabis / hemp industries are the new gold rush for investors and entrepreneurs, but veterans are being left in the dark due to the stigma and misunderstood financial aspects of the industry. Cannabis business owners also don't know how to communicate with the military community about opportunities in their business. This show aims to fill the void. Brought to you by a West Point graduate who believes in the multifaceted benefits of cannabis, Scott R. Tucker is passionate about showing the veteran and military spouse community how to become leaders in the cannabis gold rush. And so he's got a whopping 2 episodes out, which is great. This is when you want to get feedback when you're brand new. And so we're going to listen to episode 2 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and this is episode 2 called Cannabis Access with the Veterans Administration. And it goes a little something like this.
Episode 2 of Veterans in Cannabis podcast starts right now.
All right. Okay. That's the joys of Anchor. Music for the sake of nothing. Voiceover can come in any time now. Seriously. Hello.
All right. Welcome back to Veterans in Cannabis podcast. I'm your host, Scott Tucker. And thanks for joining us on episode 2, where I want to do something special and share an interview from a private Facebook group that I set up as really a test a few months ago. But I wanted to do a Facebook Live interview there with Todd Scatinia. I'll tell you the funny story around the test is, you know, I'm a West Point grad. And so after I met Todd and started to notice I was at a West Point entrepreneurship summit. And noticed a few people there that were also in cannabis. So now I'm, you know, there's a couple of other people, grads that I've run into, and I just found it to be really odd. So I made kind of a funny post in our private, you know, West Point career and networking group. I mean, I made it a bit of a joke just to grab people's attention because I know nobody in there is going to expect to be, you know, posting about cannabis. Then again, I realized, you know, majority of our grads are paying attention to modern times. Some aren't. So I took a photo of Douglas MacArthur smoking his big old, you know, corn cob pipe. And I made a little graphic saying, what's in the pipe, sir? You know, ha ha. And, you know, his motto for his speech that gave us our motto, your duty on our country, and played a little joke. I said, doobie, hemp, cannabis, those three hallowed words in Beverly dictate. You know, so that's the speech. And so I posted that. And most people got a good laugh and they were like, yeah, I actually would be interested in learning more. A whole bunch of people, actually really not that many, but enough, of course, to ruffle a bunch of feathers. You know, people got, how dare you disrespect MacArthur? And other people started telling me how to market what I was doing. I was like, dude, I'm literally just asking to see if people are interested. Well, sure enough, there's 111 people in this private Facebook group, all West Point grads, either in cannabis or want to be in cannabis. So that doesn't include, you know, Naval Academy, Air Force Academy, who I know. I was just at the AvantPay conference founded by Peter, who's a Naval Academy grad. And I sat next to Doug, who runs the Veterans Cannabis Project. So definitely get those two guys on the show. I do have an interview with Doug Destasso coming up. I always want.
Okay. I'm not sure what the point of the story is that veterans are into cannabis. Okay.
I always want to say Doug Disastro. Because he's going to take down, I mean, this guy is him and Todd. I mean, are the ones that really, you know, introduced me through the Veterans Cannabis Project, what's going on. So, And they're going to Capitol Hill. They're going right up to congressmen and senators and telling them to get their head out of their asses and fix this stuff in the VA. And so that's why I'm supporting them. That's why I want to play this episode with Todd. So really excited you get to hear that. And I think probably the next episode we'll do the one with Doug. I interviewed him at the conference. So, you know, a little better conference background noise, but should be good to go. So look forward to that on the.
I know he just told me. But what was the point of the story? I don't know. I'm a little lost and I'm not quite sure what we're going to get in this interview.
In the next episode. And without further ado, everybody, here is Todd Scatini, West Point class of 96 and founder of Cavalry Cannabis.
All right.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
I'm printing.
All right. Hey there, old grad cannabis club. Scott Tucker here. Whoops. And I'm learning the new technology, but really, really excited to have this first West Point Canna talk or whatever we end up wanting to call it. If you have ideas, I'm totally open for it. But really lucky to have someone I've admired a lot this last year since I met him at the Service Academy Global Summit in D.C. last June. Todd Scatini has just been doing amazing things, really opened my eyes up to what's going on in the cannabis space, specifically around veterans. So really, you know, he was the catalyst, whether he knew it or not, for creating what I think what we can do here inside the Old Grad Cannabis Club and even working with other service academies graduates as well. So I was out in San Diego a few months ago to hear Todd speak at the Emerald Conference. That's where I got this cool hat here. And
we just can't
did an amazing
see.
Job, him and Doug from the Veterans Cannabis Project, representing veterans' rights in cannabis and talking about, you know, where this can go, where it needs to go. So just really honored to have him here to talk a little bit about what he's doing. And Todd, thanks for coming on the first episode of of the show, whatever it ends up becoming.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate you put this group together, by the way. You know,
I wanted to meet more people.
how many members are there now?
95.
Wow. Let's go. Okay. We got to get you over 100 very quickly, but right. This is something that I've thought about doing for a long time, but I don't know how the internet works. So, I'm glad that you did this. I'm always looking to the younger grads for insight on that. I did start very briefly on LinkedIn because I, you know, beyond the West Point grads that are working in the cannabis industry, there are so many grads from other academies too.
Yeah.
So I put together the Military Academy Graduates in Cannabis on LinkedIn. Magic, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, all good.
Okay.
They need it. And it never went anywhere. I never really pushed it, but I'm so glad that you're doing this on Facebook and giving me the platform to kind of talk a little bit about what's going on in cannabis today.
Absolutely. Actually, I just talked to Peter Jukoff. He's a Naval Academy grad. He's running the AvantiPay conference in D.C. In the fall. And I was telling him about this, and he's saying very interested. He mentioned LinkedIn. So I think we can get that group reengaged, and I'm happy to help out with that. That'd be great. And I turned 40 here in a couple months, so I'm not that much of a young grad. But Todd, tell us a little bit about your story of how you got into cannabis. Just is fascinating because I knew it really came from what was going on in Afghanistan. I think that's a fascinating story. And just can you share that a little bit with everybody? Sure. About how you got to what you're doing.
Okay, a couple things. I'm trying to see here in the Anchor app to see how long we've been listening, and it doesn't let me know, but we've been listening a while. And so a couple things here. The music at the beginning, get that out of here or put some voice over it or something, but that's music for the sake of nothing is one of my pet peeves. So either, you know, why not welcome to the Veterans in Cannabis podcast where we talk about cannabis and blah, 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 blah. But it was just like jingle, 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 happy, fun, jingle music. And I was like, no, get that out of there. And then I'm not sure what the beginning of the story was when you're kind of doing the cold open about how you met Todd or something like that. And then you started the interview and kind of did this, like, hey, I met Todd at this thing. And then you did a lot of like, hey, LinkedIn group and stuff like that. I'm like, let's get to a question. like, you brought this guy on for something. Let's get to that. And so it took a while. Now, you did do, I'm so glad you didn't go tell us a little bit about yourself. You said, when did you get into cannabis? Perfect question. You know, how did you, let's talk about how you got started, not in life, not in the military. How did you get started in cannabis? So that's a great first question. The audio is okay. It's just you're using Anchor and they add all these transitions and stuff. And you can see where you end up with like this blank part of your podcast where it just goes, okay, and the music's done and nothing. So I can't say it enough. Anchor sucks. Quit. I know it's free. It's shiny. You know, and you can make money. Oh boy, 0.0017 cents per download. Where will you spend it all? Anyway, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the content. Now, this is your second episode. The other thing too, you're new to this, and it wasn't horrible, but you had what I called low hanging fruit, which is where you kind of do things like that, and those are really easy to cut out. So do a little post editing. You're going to make yourself sound more like an expert, and you can also help your guest as well. So for episode two, this was not, I've heard much, much worse. I just think you have the wrong tools. And right now at your website, which is anchor.fm/veterans in cannabis, there's no buttons here for anything. I couldn't even download it. I had to play this on my phone. So, I like the idea of the podcast. I like that you're filling a void. It just, to me, nobody likes to get on a bus that they don't know where it's going. So do some sort of like, welcome to the Veterans in Cannabis podcast where we blank, 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 blank. And I would, if you're going to have music, put that over the intro music. Then, hey, today we're going to talk about so-and-so. And I'm so glad he's here because of blank, 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 because you want to get your audience excited that, oh, wow, I can't wait to hear from this guy. And then, boom, get right to that first question. We don't need all the, you can do all the happy, hey, it's great to see you, LinkedIn groups, you know, yuck, 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 military inside joke stuff. That's fine. Just cut it out and then start off with that first question. That would be my advice. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super duper easy. All you got to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review, then you find yourself over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson. He's got like 30 years in radio. I've got almost 15 years in podcasting. We go over the beginning, the middle, and the end of your podcast. We go over the website. We go over the audio. We go over the flow. We go over your goals. Everything. We go over every inch of your podcast. Check that out over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. And until the next episode, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.